In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So as I was getting ready for this morning's sermon, I came across a cartoon. And it was of this man. He was in his office, and on his desk he had all these papers. And on the papers were in big, red, bold letters, was what was the word urgent on every single piece of paper. And this man had these fishing poles that were hooked to him. And each hook was hooked to a different part of his body. And these poles were kind of pulling him apart. They were pulling him in all sorts of different directions. And on the poles, you saw the words product manager. On the other pole, it said staff function that he had to go to. On the other pole, it said global strategy. And on the other pole, it said local customers and all these different things. And you saw these fish, and they were looking up at him. And the fish, and one fish said to the other, well, I guess they don't feel that at all, now do they? Now, as a fisherman, I thought that was funny, because that's basically what we tell people about fish, right? That they don't feel anything. But the reality is, what I really liked about this is that it speaks to how we tend to live our lives. We tend to be just like this man, having all these different things hooked to us, pulling us in different directions. As I thought about that, I thought about that we could actually add a few more poles there, couldn't we? We could add things like kids, soccer, baseball. In the Lagakis family, we just added basketball to the mix as well. You could add to another pole, you could say, being a member of various boards, maybe a member of the parish council. The list of things that vie for our attention, the list of things that pull us in different directions can go on and on and on. They keep on going until some point we forget what it's all about. And sometimes we even forget who it is that we really are and who it is that we should really be following. And that, my friends, is exactly what we witnessed in this morning's scripture reading. Today we see our Lord come upon a man who really had no idea who he was anymore. He was possessed so much that he no longer even knew his name. He no longer knew who he was. But it was our Lord and Savior who brought him back, was able to bring him back to reality. It was Jesus that showed him what this world really is about and who it is that he really is. And today it's important that we allow ourselves to consider what our Lord can remind us about who we are and what our lives are focusing on, allowing him to be the one that takes control. And by doing that, we allow him to unite our divided selves. So our reading today is one that all of us have heard on numerous occasions. The Lord gets out of this boat and he goes to this land, the land of the Gadarenes, it says. And there he's met with someone who is suffering quite a bit. We see this man who has been separated from society. He's living out in these tombs. He has absolutely no clothes. And they've tried to bind him many times with these chains. But I just described for you what his physical reality was. The problem is that if they were to just try and fix the physical reality, the pain, the suffering that this man was going through would have continued. If they were to give him clothes, if they were to remove the chains, if they were to give him a home, it would have continued, because the real pain for this man was within. The real pain was one that was spiritual. The reading tells us the reason for that is because this man was possessed. He had many, many people within him. The Lord asked him his name, and he said, Legion, which means that there were many of them. And these demons kept him apart from others. They kept him chained in the cemetery, and they seemed to have been pulling him apart, pulling him in all these different directions, and he had absolutely no control over it at all. And if you think about it, this is exactly how we sometimes live our lives. Now, thank God, none of us are possessed by demons. But don't we feel as though there are different things pulling at us? Don't we feel as though that we are really not quite in control? Don't we feel as though balancing family can be a job in itself? Balancing trying to stay in touch with friends and family members and loved ones can be a job in itself as well. And then add work and the responsibilities that we have. As we said, the list can go on and on and on. Not only that, but we have other things that tend to pull at us as well. Things like regret, feelings of anger, sadness at past wrongs that have been happened to us, or feelings of sadness for past wrongs that we may have done to others. And with all of this, we feel as though one person said that we are several selves at once. We are, as the scripture said, many, with not one of them really in control. But there is one person that we know can help. There is one person that we know that can be in charge of us, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Think back to what happened when Jesus came on the scene. He gave that man relief. He was the one that took control, and when he did, that man was able to find his path. When he took control, that man was able to find his way. Think about who Jesus is. He is the one that God sent out of love to save us. He is the one that died for our sins and was resurrected. He is the one that raised the widow's son from the dead. He is the one that just a few verses before today's reading calmed the seas that were frightening the disciples. And he is the one that can calm the seas in our lives as well. And today, he is the one that set this man free so he could be clothed with our Lord's love and with our Lord's power. And he can do the same for all of us as well. But for this to happen, we have to stop being divided within ourselves. Instead, we have to do our best to let the Lord be the one who's in control. We must allow the Lord to be the one who drives us. We must seek him first. And as he reminds us to seek him and his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things that we need will be added to us. So today, let us be reminded to give our Lord the control. Let us seek him first, and we will see the many blessings that will come from it, so that we may do as the man did today, proclaim how much the Lord has blessed all of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.